don't always pick up after themselves. I found out when they were small that my foot was a device for finding toys in the middle of the night.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I am pleased to announce that I was recently awarded a medal for humility. I was so humbled to win. It's a huge medal, but still I managed to wear that thing everywhere. Then, just a few weeks ago, someone from the committee who awarded it showed up and took it away. I don't know why. Someone said about humility being like underwear. Put it on, don't show it. And I guess he was right. We authors can get big heads. We get together for a conference, and it's a miracle we can all fit through the door. My dog has just been diagnosed with Napoleon syndrome. This is a condition wherein one sees things in the mirror that don't exist. This little hound thinks she's a big hound. So when my friend brings his German Shepherd dog Chief over, Mojo thinks she's Chief. She goes crazy, yapping and lunging and threatening. She thinks she's a conqueror, when really she's an appetizer. I'm a little like my dog sometimes. I think I'm bigger than I am. I struggle with pride. I remember a guy who said, I used to struggle with pride way back in the distant past, back before I came to Jesus. But now I do not, because I have been redeemed, praise the Lord. But you know, we all battle pride now, today, be honest. And I don't know if there's anything that causes joyless living quite like pride. It's at the root of every relational breakup. So what to do? In Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis wrote, true humility is not thinking less of yourself, it is thinking of yourself less. But how do we move toward thinking of ourselves less? And what does a truly humble heart look like? Well, here are four good indicators that we're moving in the right direction. Number one, criticism doesn't devastate us. In fact, humble people actually seek out constructive criticism. It is an opportunity to change. Second, we don't gossip. If you're going to gossip, here's what you need to do. You have to forget how much grace God has shown you. Three, we rejoice with those who rejoice. This is hard. When a friend gets engaged or upgraded or promoted, do we think immediately of the fact that we haven't been? Or do we rejoice? Number four, we take an active interest in others. Live this way and we discover that it doesn't matter so much what others think. You know, we sometimes wonder, what are they thinking about me? Well, probably nothing. But even if they are, it doesn't matter quite so much. We also find we're not as likely to talk about ourselves. I have yet to stand under the stars at night, look up and say, wow, isn't Phil great? Look at how big I am. Somebody bring me a mirror. Everybody, look how brightly I shine. When I consider the heavens, the wonders that God has created, I am aware of how small I am and how great God's love is for me. I cannot name one thing I have that God has not given me, can you? And what matters is not what others think or what I think, but what God thinks. He says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He loves us. All we have been given is an act of grace. And what does God ask of us? That we act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with Him. Philippians is a book about joy, and the writer says in chapter 2, verse 3, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility consider others more significant than yourselves. I'll close with another fantastic quote that makes me smile, from Clive Staples Lewis. Do not imagine if you meet a truly humble person, you would ever come away thinking he is humble. He will not be somebody who is always telling you he is a nobody. All you will remember is how much he seemed to be totally interested in you.
Laugh Again exists to help bring back the joy in people's lives. We regularly hear testimonies from listeners like Jerome, who said, thanks so much, Phil, for the tears of joy this morning. It made my day. If Laugh Again has impacted you or someone you know, would you show your support with a financial gift? It's what keeps this ministry going. To donate, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.